My full name is John Helmer Jr. And my father's name was John Helmer. And our son's name is John Helmer III. And I was born on August 24th, 1923 in Portland, Oregon. And I lived most of my life on Beach in Vancouver on the corner, one block from the Wonder Bakery.
Where did your father go to work, and what did he do?
My father owned a menswear store in downtown Portland on Broadway and Salmon. One of the interesting things is that he walked to work, took him an hour, and then he took the streetcar home.
What businesses do you remember in this neighborhood when you were growing up?
We had three grocery stores within one block away from our house on Beach Street. And we had a shoe repair shop, and we had one ice cream parlor, you know, where they served ice cream.
Did you ever go to that ice cream store with any of your friends?
Oh, yes. And I can remember my mother used to send me with an empty pitcher, you know, that you carry water in. We would buy ice cream and I'd carry it home. I used to go to Phipps Drugstore, which was on Mississippi and Shaver on the corner. And a Coca-Cola cost 5 cents. And a dish of ice cream cost about 10 cents. And a milkshake cost about 15 cents. I used to buy from a meat market on Fremont and Williams. And in those days, the butchers that were cutting meat, they wore all white long aprons. They always wore a hat because they were inside and outside the refrigerator, big walk-in refrigerator. And there was sawdust on the floor. We used to charge and then pay for the food at the end of the month. And my mother would give me the money to go pay the butcher. And whenever I paid the bill, he would give me a box of animal crackers. So I was always happy to pay the bill.
When were you lonely? What did you do about it?
When I was lonely. You know, I like to be alone, so I was never lonely. I used to go hiking in the woods alone and go on bicycle trips alone. So I never felt lonely being alone.
You never felt lonely because your friend was your bike?
Yes, that's right. Yes. My bicycle was my best friend.
How is the world different from now and when you were a child?
Oh, yes, quite different. I think so many more automobiles. We played in the street a lot, played football in the street, baseball. Kirby Street was our roller skating street. It was a very smooth street, and we used to play roller hockey, and adults would use it for roller skating, and there'd be hundreds of children roller skating on Kirby Street. On the corner of Beach and Haight, at that intersection where the streets meet, we would play softball. And then we played games called Annie Annie Eye Over and Kick the Can, games like that. Have you heard of games like that?
Yes, I have.
Oh, have you?
What were the names of your friends?
One friend was Albert Rotu. His parents were from Finland. Another friend was Lynn Degerstead, and his parents were from Sweden. It so happens that all of us became pilots in World War II. We flew different kinds of airplanes. And my parents, both of them, were born in Sweden. My mother was a farm girl, and she came when she was 17 years of age, and came because she wanted to become a nurse. And my father was a city boy. He grew up in the capital of Sweden, Stockholm. And our children have all spent a summer in Sweden in my mother's old farmhouse.
What is the most fun day of your life that you wish you could go back in time and do again?
I think the day that Beverly and I got married was maybe the most exciting day.
What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember it was a warm day. We were married in a church downtown. We went all the way down to San Diego on our honeymoon, and we took our bicycles with us on the car, and we rode our bicycles in different cities on our trip.
How long have you two been married?
We've been married about 60 and a half years.
What is your saddest memory?
Oh, saddest memory. Saddest memory. Well, I really can't think of a memory that is so sad that I remember it.
Do you have a happy memory?
Yes, I think I had many happy remembrances. Beverly and I spent 15 months bicycling in Europe in 53 and 54.
Can you please describe?
Yes, we got bicycles in England, Raleigh bicycles, and we bicycled up to Newcastle in England, and then we went to Bergen, Norway, and visited our relatives in Sweden, and we spent the winter in Morocco. We went to the Holy Land, and we brought home to Portland the first Volkswagen. And everyone felt sorry for us. It was such an ugly little car, the Beetle. But it was a wonderful automobile.
What were your goals and ambitions when you were young? Which ones have you been able to fulfill?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I wanted to become a pilot, and I did become a pilot in World War II. We had six men on our airplane, and I was the youngest, and I was the first pilot. And I loved to climb mountains, so I climbed 50 different peaks in Oregon, Washington, and California. Beverly and I climbed Mount Hood together when we were first married. I used to say that if you can see Mount Hood there every morning, you have to climb it in your lifetime.